earlier in the year, Pope Francis said at one of his Wednesday audience that the liturgy is not a spectacle to be observed, but a prayerful event where Christians encounter Christ's presence in their lives. That Christianity without liturgy is a Christianity without Christ. Well, a Catholic technology company has published the Source and Summit Missal and is designed specifically to guide parishes along a path of gradual, authentic liturgical renewal. They call it a treasure trove of riches from our church's history. Well, joining me today to share more about this new missal is Jethro Higgins, the Director of Marketing for Source and Summit. Good morning, Jethro. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. I'm so glad to be here.
First, Jethro, you're here locally in Portland. Tell us a little bit about how you became a part of the publication of this missal.
Absolutely. So I was, you know, raised here in Oregon, and so I've been through four or five different churches here in the state as a music director, as a youth minister. And ultimately, I transitioned my career into working for Oregon Catholic Press for 8 years, and I've just recently moved on to Source and Summit. And our first publication after I joined Source and Summit has been this missal, and it's been just a joy to share it with the world.
Jethro, the USCCB is calling for a Eucharistic revival. I like the sound of that. And in the coming years, it's aimed at reigniting the faith of the Eucharist. So what role is the Source and Summit missal going to play in this initiative?
That's a great question, Brenda. Actually, we were invited in some of the initial brainstorming for the Eucharistic revival, and we're looking forward to, you know, having a bigger part in that as it moves forward through the processes. Essentially, I think what we need to look at in regards to how this missal can help reinvigorate parishes is when we look at the statistics of, you know, 90% of my generation, I'm a millennial. Actually, our entire team is millennial or younger, so we're a very young company. But 90% of our generation who's been, you know, catechized, who have been confirmed, have abandoned the faith. And 70% of all Catholics don't believe in the true presence of the Eucharist. So that's a major problem for our church that we need to figure out solutions to. And I don't think that the solution is really to go down into the world and try to make the church look more like the world, but to climb the mountaintop where the liturgy sits at the top of that. And that's really what the Source and Summit Missal is designed to do, is to allow parishes to focus on that mountaintop experience of the liturgy and let the other realms of the Catholic life and mission, like devotion and evangelization out into the world, let those live in their proper places as well.
Well, Jethro, let me ask you this, though. When COVID hit and we initially weren't allowed in churches and then they slowly let us back in, the first thing they did was they pulled the missals, and we seem to be getting along without those. So what's the importance of having that missal available in the pews?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Brenda. I think, you know, we were well set during the time of pause during COVID with our digital platform. So in a lot of ways, if you're using Source and Summit resources, when things change, we're there to help you with multi-format delivery. So you can get, you know, online versions of the liturgy plans, or you can print off a worship aid, or you can reference the missal. But having that missal in the pew is really helpful because we are catechized by the text of the liturgy itself. That's one of the reasons why we like to focus on bringing parishes into the beautiful usage of antiphons, you know, incense antiphons, offertory antiphons, communion antiphons, because those are the texts provided by the liturgy itself, and those are the texts that catechize us, as the Catechism says, I think in paragraph 1073, around about there, that it's the primary place of catechesis is in the liturgy, and the primary way that that's done is through the text provided to us by the church.
Jethro Higgins is joining me today. He is the director of marketing for Source and Summit, a new missal that is becoming available. Well, when you talk about Eucharistic revival and USCCB and trying to look at these just really big ideas for local churches, that feels like a lot. How is Source and Summit going to be able to be there to help renew the liturgy at these local levels?
I think the answer is kind of threefold. First of all, the missal that we've been talking about, it's practical and it's an accessible resource that sits in the pews, that puts the riches of the liturgy in the hands of the faithful. So that's, I think, our primary way that we can contribute at that local level. And then moving up a layer to our digital platform really sets the stage for liturgists and pastors or music directors to have full control over the text that they bring into the liturgy and the musical settings that they accompany those with, and to plan out beautiful orders of worship to be able to be used in those liturgies, really focusing on those riches of the liturgy provided in the text, those, the antiphons and readings. I think those are the two primary ways. And then a third way that we're really helping with local parishes is through our outreach and training and formation. One big push we're doing this fall is our diocesan webinar series. We had one of these actually in Portland earlier in the year, and we've done them around the country, and maybe we'll come back and cycle through again. But those diocesan webinars really help us to lay the groundwork of formation and training for what where these liturgical texts come from and where the directives of the liturgy come from, going through Sanctum Concilium and the general instruction of the Roman Missal, and really helping people to understand what it is we're doing in the liturgy and where these texts come from, these rich texts the church provides for us. And so that webinar series, I think, is a really big help to kind of lay the groundwork for that Eucharistic revival.
Jethro, this is a missal that is already being used in some parishes. Can you tell us a little bit about the feedback that you're hearing from those places who are using this and really recognizing it as kind of the gift that it is?
Oh, absolutely, Brenda. I think one place to focus on would probably be Christ the King Parish in Milwaukee. Monsignor Syak has been using Source and Summit resources for a number of years. He's one of our early adopters. And if you wanted to hear his story, you could actually go to sourceandsummit.com and scroll down a little bit. It's right there on our homepage. And you can see from his own experience how Monsignor Syak has adopted the use of sacred music and antiphons into the liturgy and what it's done for the parish community. So I think that's a good resource to go look and see, you know, what this can do for a parish community.
And then for those parishes who might be interested in it, is there a way that they can look at the missal or kind of try out these digital platforms ahead of making a subscription purchase?
Oh, absolutely, Brenda. Thanks for bringing that up. I think if you go to that same link at sourceandsummit.com, at the very top, there's a link to the missal and then to the digital platform. On the digital platform link, we offer a free trial. So right there at the top, you can start a 30-day free trial and kind of kick the tires yourself. Explore the library of hymns that we have, including 90 hymns in Spanish and two mass settings in Spanish, 70 hymns from the Liturgy of the Hours, and even some hymns in Latin as well. Really the riches of the liturgy in our church going back, you know, 1,500 years. And then also our vast library of over 3,000 antiphons and those tones that come from the tradition of the church that are set, you know, in English for the ordinary form of the Mass. And then also over there on the other link for the missal, at the very top, there is a link where you can go fill out a form if you're in a parish, a pastor or a music director, to request a sample copy. But also if you go down, there's a PDF where you can click on that and see what is the text, how the texts are displayed in the missal, see the indexes. And so you can kind of kick the tires there as well and really see what it is that you would be bringing to your church if you were to make a selection for a Source and Summit resource. And just another note on that, Brenda. Until August 31st, we're running a pre-order special. And so if parishes were to pre-order missals for their parish before August 31st or on August 31st, they would receive a full year of the digital platform for free. We're doing this because we know that people are really having difficulty with budgets right now, coming out of lockdowns and everything. And we want to make sure that we're really serving parishes' needs and helping them to be good stewards of their finances.
Oh, sounds great. And if you are in the local area, might want to just take a little stop in at Christ the King and see how well that missal is working out for them. Jethro, I sure appreciate your time so much today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brenda. It's been a pleasure.
And again, that is Jethro Higgins, the Director of Marketing for Source and Summit Missal. I will be sure to add a link to where you can also get to their webpage and find all of their resources. You'll find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.